It's time for Morning Conversation. I have a room full of people. We're going to start with Gabriel Ramirez, Dylan Meyer. Guys, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for coming. And then we have Jeff Haugen. Jeff, hello.
Good morning, Mark.
And we have Dave Melby.
Hey, Mark.
And these guys are in charge of the big Pack the Trailer event coming up this week for the Four City Food Bank. So somebody tell me what we're looking for, what we're looking to do the next couple of days. Sounds like some yummy stuff is going to be up for sale.
Yeah, we have the drive-through with the Boy Scouts Thursday, October 20th, 2 to 6, and Saturday, October 22nd, 8 to 12. It'll be in the U.S. Cellular parking lot.
Okay, what you gonna have?
There will be mini donuts available for purchase.
That's what I was looking for.
Sorry, I'm not used to this.
That's all right, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
And you got events going on tomorrow and Saturday. U.S. Yeah. Cellular parking lot right there here in Forest City. And also, there's a drop-off box at Hy-Vee right now, right? All this week?
Yep, from the 17th to the 22nd, there will be a drop-off at Hy-Vee.
Are there things that you are looking for versus things you're not looking for?
No. No home canned foods, glass, or perishable foods.
Very good. Jeff, how you doing?
Awesome. Awesome. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing all right. How you doing for kids?
Well, we're still got a pretty good sized troop, you know, 10 to 12 boys, but I'm always looking for more. So if somebody wants to get involved, definitely get a hold of myself or Dr. Jim Brockon, and we'll get them signed up.
You guys have been at it a long time.
Yes, we have. This scouting for food has gone on for many years. It's an awesome event. We get a wonderful turnout of community support for this. There is a need. I mean, it's huge, especially never goes away. So if we can do our little part, then it's a win for us.
And you said that the last few years, this has been an extremely popular event for you.
Yes, it has. We used to go door to door, knock on doors, make people get up out of bed early on a Saturday and try to do canned goods. But one of the things we've been doing the last few years is kind of like a drive-through event where they can go down to Hy-Vee, and if they want to go ahead and buy some canned goods and bring them by and pack the trailer. This year again, we're also going to run our donut machine. Basically, we hope we get $5 a bag, but we'll take a donation for the donuts. 100% of the money goes to the food bank. We just give them back to the community.
Very good. Then today, if the neighborhood food bank, I assume that the what I'm hearing is that the need is just as great as it's ever been.
Yeah, Mark, the need is very great. Obviously, with the price of food going up with inflation, people are a little more careful about how they're giving money. So we're seeing kind of a both sides where we're not getting as much and prices are going up. So it affects us because we then need more money to go out and buy the food or we need to go, you know, be a little more aggressive about how we get our food. So, but we feed anywhere from about 200 to 250 families per month, which equates to about 700 people. Total. So there are quite a few people that are coming to our food bank and looking for food each week.
And if those people need it, you are open on Monday?
We're open on Monday from 12 to 4.
And you were telling me you have a crew of 10 or 15 folks that regularly help distribute.
Yeah, we've got a crew of about 10 or 15 that come in on Mondays, and they'll go out and meet the people coming up at their cars, and then the food will be given to them, and they'll you know, have a little bit of opportunity to ask for a couple things, maybe different things that they want, and we'll get the food to them, and off they go. So,
I would imagine, like Jeff, you're looking for people to help out too, possibly on to do that end of things.
Yeah, we're always kind of keeping an eye. We've got people that go on vacation. We've got people who like to go south. I can't believe that in wintertime.
How dare they?
Yeah, how dare they? So there is a need at times where we have, you know, need some help. And we also don't do just things on Monday, too. We have a group that comes in Tuesday morning, and we get deliveries from the state of Iowa, or from the Iowa Food Bank. And so we've got a gang of guys and whoever to come and unload the truck and get it all stocked up in the food bank. So and other opportunities as well. I'm looking at other chances even for working people to maybe get involved, because a lot of that's going on during the day. Some of us work till however in the afternoon, and so I'm looking at other opportunities as well for that.
Awesome.
Yep.
This is a wonderful partnership, guys. Thank you for coming together to do this.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good welcoming, good learning opportunity for you guys, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you. So that's Gabriel Ramirez, Dylan Meyer, Jeff Haugen, and Dave Melby here to talk about the Troop 418 Pack 98 Pack the Trailer for City Food Bank, the neighborhood food bank. This is a drive-through with the Boy Scouts tomorrow, Thursday, October 20th, 2 to 6 p.m., and Saturday, October 22nd, 8 a.m. until noon, U.S. Cellular parking lot on Highway 69 North, Forest City, with mini donuts. And that's a free will offering. And then, of course, the canned goods as well. No home canned food, glass, or perishable food. Again, all donations going to the neighborhood food bank. I'm Mark Scar on KW Morning Conversation.